This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Lucy, done any tossing this week?
What?
Pancake Tuesday?
Oh, right. I thought you meant...
Day. Whatever day it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Oh, hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we give up Lent. We're talking, basically, giving things up. We're talking about Lent, what it means to actually give stuff up, and if anybody actually sticks to it, plus talking to a guy who's giving up being fat for Lent.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Love that. I really wasn't expecting that bit at the end. I didn't know whether the bit was going to come in. We discussed it on episode 1 of Luke and Lucy at FM, but basically, we think that's Barack Obama, but we're still not too sure of the voice, are we?
Sounds like him.
It does sound like Barack
Definitely
Obama.
Definitely sounds like him.
It absolutely does. Welcome to episode 2 of Luke and Lucy at FM. Now, if you listen to this right now and you've not listened to episode 1, the one where it all began, then please, stop what you're doing and listen to them in chronological order. Get back an audio boom, get back an iTunes... Luke and Lucy FM on both of those, and listen to episode 1 or go crazy. Quay quay, as the kids are saying.
As the kids are saying. Go wild.
And do episode 2 and then episode 1. As long as you listen to them all, we're not bothered. So if you've only just listened, my name's Luke Marsden, and I would say that a fact about me is that I was voted the 13th most annoying person in the country in 2008.
Well, that really doesn't surprise me.
I don't know.
Not in 2016 either.
Well, so introduce yourself then, Lucy. What's a fact about you?
I'm Lucy, and a fact about me, I've given up sweets for Lent.
That's the thing, right? Okay, so we're in Lent now. It's just been
Started.
Pancake Tuesday. Well, it's just been Pancake Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So,
good
I mean,
observation there, Luke.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I can work out calendar dates, I think. Have you, how successful was your tossing of the pancakes?
Well, I didn't have any.
Right.
Because we normally have a bit of a ritual in our house. Like, my brother comes home, we're at my mum will make the pancakes, we enjoy the pancakes. And then this time, parents were on holiday, my brother's with his girlfriend, probably. So I was on my own.
Making his own version of pancakes.
All right. Let's not go there. I was on my own, and I just didn't want to do it. I felt a bit lonely. I didn't want pancakes on my own.
Well, first of all, Lucy, surely comfort eating pancakes would have been better for you.
Well, yeah, true.
You could have sat there, you could have fried some pancakes up and watched Loose Women and ate your pancakes, burned your bro after that, and, you know, really just embraced you in a female.
Why not?
You could have
Maybe
done all that.
Year,
yeah, well,
that.
Well, hopefully by then you'll have somebody to toss pancakes with. But obviously it's Lent now, and the idea is that we're supposed to kind of give something up. I've been doing a lot of thinking this week over what I want to give up. You have decided to, after about, what, 5 unsuccessful attempts over the past few years to do the same promise?
Yes. I basically give up sweets every single year. Last year I lasted like a day. But yeah, I'm going to do it this year. I've done well so far. I've not had a single sweet. I've replaced it for chocolate, but still not having sweets.
Just to clarify, you've given up sweets for Lent, but you've replaced it with chocolate. So you've probably gained more sugar by doing this than cancelling it out.
Yeah, but surely it's better for my teeth.
Is it? Lucy, the thing, if you cut out sugar completely, which would have been possible for you to function if you'd cut out sugar, how you would, you know.
I think I might have, like, need, you know, like heroin addicts need methadone.
That's exactly what a packet of Skittles giving that up for 40 days is. That's almost exactly what it is. Lucy, you last year lasted how long with this whole stupid giving up sweets thing?
2 days.
And this year, what? How many days are we into Lent?
So what is it? 3, 4, 5, 4?
I don't know.
4.
We should have researched this.
Since Wednesday.
You're the official researcher. You're not doing a good job.
Yeah, but I'm not good at maths. Doesn't mean I'm good at maths.
Yes, because working out 4 days is a difficult mathematical equation.
Definitely 4 days. It's 4 days.
And so how long have you lasted?
I've doubled it since last time. I've not eaten a single sweet since Wednesday.
This morning we've drank 2 hot chocolates on the radio show.
We have no 1 hot chocolate. One each,
and the amount of spoonfuls of hot chocolate you put into yours is the equivalent of about 5 billion galaxy bars. I'm not really a big believer of Lent and giving stuff up. And I know that Jesus did it for 40 days. What did he give up? Fish or something?
Well, this is a thing, right? I think we've got more temptation. In this day and age, there's so much that can make... Like, say if you give up social media, everyone's on it. Like, there's too much temptation. Whereas Jesus was in a desert. What temptation have you got there?
Lucy, that's true. You can only send a Facebook status in the middle of the Sahara or wherever he was, can he, in Nazareth? We've got a person on Facebook. I think we're both mutually friends there, so I'm not going to name her. And she put a Facebook status on a few days ago. I'm giving up Facebook. I'm not giving up healthy eating. I'm not giving up bad eating. I'm not one of these people. I'm going to stick to my promise. I'm giving up Facebook.
Okay.
I've checked this morning. She posted the status 2 hours ago.
That lasted long, then.
So that lasted a few days. But, I mean, statistically, what are people usually giving up for Lent?
Yeah, so some of the things people give up for Lent would probably be chocolate, Twitter, alcohol, social networking, swearing, sweets. You can give up boys.
Well, you don't have to do that for Lent. That's just
all year round for me.
That's been an all year commitment for you. You've really stuck to that one, Lucy, haven't you?
Some people give up Netflix and chill.
But first of all, how can people be giving up Netflix and chill when most people these days are doing just that? They're giving up Netflix and chill, then they're doing Netflix and chill. Crazy. Even saying that sentence makes me sound ridiculous.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely not. I'm going to cut that sentence out.
We've got some weird ones, though, as well. So I got these off a website this morning.
Brilliant.
So some people give up breathing for Lent.
What?
Don't think that would work.
Some people give up breathing. That must be like one of those... Okay, let's do it right now. Let's give up breathing for Lent. Ready? Brilliant, you failed. That's it. Lent commitment gone. You've just breathed all over your microphone, spat all over it. That's absolutely disgusting.
I didn't
get your tissue. That's absolutely...
Oh, dear.
Vile. That's absurd. Right? Does anybody actually... Because there's supposed to be a religious element to this, right?
Well, this is the thing, and I don't understand how we are supposed to give these things up when literally a couple of years ago, the Pope gave up being the Pope. Like, how does that work?
Did the Pope give up being the Pope during Lent?
Well, yeah. Pope Benedict resigned just before Easter.
I didn't think you could resign as Pope.
Technically still in Lent.
So was that... I mean, what? How do you hand the big hat in? Do you hand the cross in? How do you resign as Pope?
I don't know. I'm guessing the big hat. You can't wear the big hat again, can you not?
What about the Pope mobile? Does he have to give that back? Or can he still use it at any given opportunity?
I would love to go in the Pope mobile.
Completely distancing away from what the Pope's given up for Lent. I have a friend who's decided to give up, doing the deed... For 40 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not he sticks to it.
How's that going?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's only been
four
days. Yeah, but we're going on a night out tonight around Wigan, so... A bit of alcohol, and then who knows? Is Lent
commitment?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Are you out tonight? You've got a friend though who's given something up in that realm.
Yeah. So somebody I know as well, he's given up Tinder for Lent.
What was that person even doing on Tinder?
They must. Well. Who knows?
Well, obviously for the same reason that my friend's now giving up.
Maybe.
I think maybe we should put them together. That would be interesting
idea.
To see who's got more willpower. Who's got more willpower? You know, if you're listening to this right now and you don't know what to give up for Lent, or, I mean, can you still give something up 5 days in, a week in?
No, not really.
So you need to last week.
If you go by the rules, yeah.
Does anybody go by the rules?
Well, do you go by the rules?
Have I given up? Should I give something? I think I should give something up for Lent.
Have you still not given anything up?
No. Well, I've been trying. You know what I did? About 6 months ago, I gave up sparkling fizzy drinks.
Oh my God, you're obsessed with that.
I love sparkling water now, and I've been doing it for 6 months. And
it's like he's... crack cocaine.
It's not quite like crack cocaine, Lucy. That would be more difficult to give up, I think. And I have, I've kind of thought to myself at this point, no, I'm going to continue for the rest of my life not drinking fizzy drinks. So effectively, there's my pilgrimage to sparkling water.
But it's hardly something bad, though, is it?
How many fizzy drinks? Think about it. How many fizzy drinks in your life have you put in your body?
Well, I don't drink fizzy drinks, so not many. The only fizzy drink I drink is Prosecco. So, to be fair, quite a lot then.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely a good fizzy drink.
If you think about it, like, a lot of people, they have got it easy. Like, if for Ramadan, for example, like, Muslims have to give up food and drink, don't they, for the whole
entire
day.
Until the sun goes down, yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
No, exactly.
I can't even give up sweets for a day.
Exactly, and we're here harping about how you want to try and give up Prosecco for Lent or something like that.
I'm not giving up Prosecco for Lent.
No.
That's not happening.
One of the biggest things to give up, most people is trying to give up, you know, eating badly. They give up takeaways and things like that. So we've got a guy on the phone now, when we dial this, who's giving up being fat for Lent. I don't know whether or not that means he's going to go back to being fat at the end of Lent. Let's find out. Let's get him on the phone. Right, we've managed to get him on the phone now. He is a guy who's local to us, Lucy, in Wigan. He's called Curl. Now, according to his Facebook name, it's Curl Chunk Lawrence, but I assume his middle name isn't Chunk. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, Curl.
How are you?
Very well, actually. Slimmer than I was a week ago.
So, Curl, I've built this.
You're doing well, then.
Yeah, I've built this as you are giving up being fat, basically, but not just for Lent, just for permanently?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been overweight. I'm the kind of person that can eat 10 hamburgers, stay the same. I look at a cucumber, I put half a stone on. So, I mean, it came to a point where, you know, running around with the kids and my little girl was asking me that when she's older, is she going to get big boobs like her dad?
Oh, that's harsh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Time for a change. So I decided, I went on a Channel 4 show called How to Lose Weight Well.
Right, so what did that entail?
And with this show, so what they did is it was trying out fad diets, and they basically put me on for 3 months. They put me on a diet of just raw vegetables, raw fish and water.
Oh, that's similar to Jesus then, isn't that what he had in for Lent?
That
is close. Yeah, that was very similar. So you 3 months and you're stuck to it, you didn't do anything else?
Yeah, literally. Well, for 3 months, that's all I ate.
It's
and
vile.
I lost 2.5 stone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's remarkable.
Which is quite a lot.
That's really good.
When I went back onto my normal eating, then not obviously kind of just whacking in the takeaways, but just normal calorie control, I put 1.5 stone on straight away.
Was you exercising?
No, just there was no exercise allowed. As part of this test, there was no exercise allowed, which was probably the only bit I found appealing. Then from there, obviously the weight, you know, wasn't great. And when it went out on air, there was a few different things. They asked me what food did I miss the most, and I said probably KFC. So they came round and they filmed me, you know, serving KFC to the kids because I couldn't eat
them. Oh, my word. That's the most typical TV producers. That is disgusting. That's awful.
Well,
I thought that was going to be the worst bit of me just obviously seeing, you know, with me head in a bucket of KFC like we're going deep sea diving. But no, it was basically Twitter then went crazy. Oh, I was getting called a scumbag dad, the worst dad in the world.
Seriously?
Just for trotting his kids to a burger bucket.
That's harsh. They made you do that as well.
And I am above all my kids, including the ginger one, so I'm not that bad of a dad.
Carl, so for clarity of people who listen to Luke and Lucy FM now, right, what weight were you when you went on the show and what did you drop down to?
So I started off on the show, I was around 19.5 stone.
Wow.
Right.
And yeah, definitely wow. By the time I'd finished the show, I was around about 18 stone. This was kind of weight loss, weight gain, and back on again.
Yeah, like a yo-yo diet, as they call it, or
yeah,
whatever that means.
Definitely. And but the good thing is with me that there was more than just haters watching it. There was some really interesting people and some people who wanted to make a difference as well.
So how have people made a difference then? How are people going to get you from... What's your ideal weight? What do you want to be down to?
You know what? I just want to get to that point that I'm not dropping something and think, do I need it before I pick it up?
See, that's like you, Lucy, with a bag in Selfridges. Do you need that bag?
Do I need it?
Because it's not going to help with your chins and all that. That's obviously a different story.
I was laughing with my partner the other day, actually, because we were doing that thing about which celebrity, you know, you kind of fancy the most. And hers was Vin Diesel. And I said, which is quite ironic because I've got Triple X in the back of all my T-shirts.
Oh, brilliant. Oh,
so I thought that was quite a good thing. But I want to get down to about 13 stone.
So what's the plan? I mean, have you got a time frame? I mean, we were thinking, you know, when you give things up for Lent, you've got 40 days. Have you got a 40-day plan? Or is this, have you got, what's the time scale?
Mine's probably more 40 weeks. And it isn't going to be easy, but what happened was, from the show, Total Fitness, which we all know is quite a big gym chain, they was watching the show, and they got in contact. They said to me, listen, you know, we've seen what you was on, and the best way to lose weight well is to diet and exercise, and we want to give you an opportunity that you may have never had before. So I was kind of all ears, and...
You were thinking, how much is this going to cost me?
Exactly, right, because they're not cheap, are they?
No, we put gym memberships are absolutely criminal. You can literally, like, you'd have to harvest your lung to pay for a gym membership these days.
Defo, that's the reason why I don't go to the gym, because you have to pay.
Yeah, that's the reason, Lucy.
It is when I'm looking at the price of it per month and, you know, thinking about how many takeaways on Just Eat that would actually cover.
Exactly. Yeah. Think how many bargain buckets you can give the kids for that. That's a joke, by the way. He's not a bad dad.
So what they've done is they've turned around and they said to me, listen, we want to make you healthy again. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you 12 months membership premium completely free.
Really?
Yeah, so they're going to give me personal training twice a week.
Now, have you seen a photo of this guy? Is he definitely a trainer? I mean, you don't want to have some sort of like massive Rick Waller walking out saying I'm a personal trainer.
No, I've met him already. His neck is bigger than his head. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, I dread to think.
And, yeah, he's literally, just for contrast purposes, they went and found me the best-looking, meatiest trainer they could have and then put him inside of me. So,
is he single? Lucy's single. She's looking for a personal
every time.
It was taking photos the other day and I couldn't help thinking that I looked like something from Make the Wish Foundation. Do you know, I just didn't fit in properly with this guy. It didn't seem right.
So what sort of things do you have me doing? Because I mean, I get tired walking upstairs. So obviously you're carrying what, 18 stone? I mean, like, what sort of things has he got you doing to like try and shed it? You're sweating a lot.
Oh, well, straight away he's put me on a diet of like high protein, high fat and low carbs. So things like steak and eggs. Who doesn't like steak and eggs?
That sounds
I'm not a
really
big
nice.
Fan of eggs. Steak or tech, eggs,
it,
not
no.
a big egg fan, no.
Bacon, chicken, you name it. You know, lamb, I can have all these things. I can have them cooked as well, which is a good point, you know, compared to my last diet.
And before you did the show, what was your diet like before that?
Probably the worst you could ever imagine, actually. It was in the morning, a couple of energy drinks, cup of coffee, bag of crisps. Subway for dinner.
That's before dinner.
just eat for tea. You know, it wasn't great, but because I've been doing it for so long, it just become normal. It didn't even seem bad.
Carl, listen, we just want to wish you the best of luck. Although, I mean, we've burned 5 stone off listening to this now. Listen, Carl, thanks so much for talking to us. So, I mean, let's try and get you back on in a few episodes' time and let's see if you've lost any weight. I mean, the plan is, how many times a week are you training now?
So I'm going between 4 or 5 times a week now. That's the plan.
That's
so,
quite a lot. I don't think I can
It is quite
that.
A lot, but there's quite a lot to do. So I've just there's a Twitter page just started called Carl's Fat to Fit.
At Carl's Fat to Fit.
There's going to be a Facebook page starting shortly as well, so... There's going to be loads of kind of progressional updates and stuff on there as well, but I'd love to come back in maybe a couple of months, you know, a couple of months' time or something.
If we're still employed, we'll get you back on, Carl. That's absolutely fantastic. Thanks so much for speaking to Luke and Lucy FM and, you know, hearing about your journey, and maybe you can change your Facebook middle name. You know, like some people say, Wuz whatever. You could be Carl Wuz Chunk Lawrence.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? I'd definitely like a big unveiling, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I'm available for that. I'm a competitive weight. Right, thanks very much, Carl. Cheers.
No, thanks very much for having me on, guys. Take care.
See you later.
Oh, Carl was a nice guy, wasn't he?
Oh, he was lovely. Although, that is a bit of a mission for him, though. I don't think I could do that.
No, you've no chance.
I have no chance.
You've got the willpower of a pollinating bee.
Yep. And, I was actually just going to say a bee.
Oh, was you? Oh, God. Great minds think
so
alike.
Weird.
Of course, Carl's actually screwed if Total Fitness is right next to a KFC.
Well, exactly. Any more bargain buckets in there, I think you're okay.
I'm sorry, but the new Pope himself wouldn't be able to resist that if he was dieting. Oh, good luck to Carl. You know, in 2013, 75% of the population gave up twerking.
Twerking?
Have you ever twerked?
I've never twerked in my entire life. I think I'd look like a ripe oddball.
I tried to twerk and looked as though I was having an epileptic fit.
Please video this twerking session.
I'm absolutely
session.
Not going to video any.
So funny.
I'm definitely not going to video any twerking
video
session.
Video this twerking session.
And as a joke, some people in 2013 all said they was giving up horse meat because obviously there was the big horse meat scandal.
Obvs.
We're probably still eating horse meat to this day. We just have nobody cares now because we've already ingested
everyone
so much
loves
of it.
Everybody
loves horse. They love horses. I don't think they love horse meat.
Horse meat.
Unless this is what you're going to be having for your tea this evening.
I hope not.
You know what? I've been thinking long and hard. I'm thinking all through Carl's sermon of him losing, 15 stone or whatever. I've decided I'm going to give up giving up.
Oh, wow. It's a great thing to stick to.
Lent for many people is a religious holiday. It's 6 weeks of the year. A lot of people try and join in, especially with people who are trying to do it, trying to motivate them. Mm-hmm. You can motivate me in giving up, Lucy.
I'll motivate you.
Every time I look at you, I think, I'm giving up.
Oh, thanks.
That's what it is. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Luke and Lucy FM. Tell your friends, tell your mum, tell your dog. If they want to lose weight, listen to Carl and his story as well. Please have a look at our Audio Boom channel. If you're not on iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM or download and subscribe to us on iTunes. We are Luke and Lucy FM on the... We are back next week, unless, of course, we've given up the podcast.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.